The U.S.-Israel war with Iran has sent helium prices soaring in recent weeks. Sources have told me that recently spot prices have gone up as much as 70% to 100%.
Anybody who uses helium is going to pay more for it.
Qatar produces over a third of global helium supply. Qatar Energy's Ras Laffan Industrial City is the largest liquefied natural gas export plant in the world and produces helium as a byproduct. The facility has been shut down since it was struck by an Iranian drone in the first week of the conflict.
The physical shortage hasn't even hit the customers yet. It's a long supply chain, and it doesn't instantaneously affect the market when the plant's turned on or turned off. The helium market had been in oversupply for the last 2 years going into this shortage. So it's not like we're going to have a 30% deficit. We're going to have more like probably a 15%-ish deficit.
The effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz is also limiting helium supply.
When the Strait of Hormuz is viewed as being safe for tankers to transit, because all the LNG from Qatar has to go through the Strait of Hormuz, then at that point, I would imagine that Qatar Energy will restart the LNG plants.
There are no viable alternatives to helium, which is critical for medical imaging, aerospace and electronics manufacturing, and semiconductors. In these markets, supply security is often prioritized over price, meaning suppliers can typically push prices higher during disruptions. An ongoing shortage could also have consequences for semiconductor manufacturers. Helium is used for lithography, making it key for printing the circuitry of a chip. In 2023, the Semiconductor Industry Association warned that a helium supply disruption would shock the global semiconductor manufacturing industry.
One way to ration supply during a shutdown is with price. So, you know, he who wants it the most will pay the most, and the most critical applications will end up getting the helium.
If the supply shortage continues, some gas majors outside of the Middle East could see varying price benefits.
In the past, when we've had shortages, folks have generally made good money during those periods because the price increase impact across their entire customer base offsets the loss of volume due to losing supply from Qatar.
However, the impact of the helium shortage on markets ultimately depends on how long the conflict in the Middle East lasts.
When hostilities stop, we're looking at a minimum of 5 additional weeks before we get helium production. When do things become back to normal? You have to add a couple of months to the end of the production stoppage. So, you know, best case, this is a 4-month event. And easily it could turn into a 6-month event or longer.
If the shortage drags on, suppliers could prioritize key sectors for supply allocations.
Helium suppliers do have the flexibility to set different allocation percentages for different market segments. So if MRI is a medical life-saving type application, they could get 100% allocation. The semiconductor industry, I would also expect to get a relatively high allocation. There will be some industries, the ones with lower allocations, who aren't going to get the quantity of helium they need to run their normal operation.